The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Ayanna Cunningham. Ayanna is the managing director at Artists Repertory Theater. Hey there, Ayanna. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi, Gary. Happy to be here.
Excellent. So we probably should get started today by learning what Artists Repertory Theater is. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, Artists Repertory Theater is a professional producing theater company. We have been around for 40 plus years, one of the oldest producing companies in the state of Oregon, and certainly right here in the Portland metro area. Our mission is to produce intimate, provocative theater and provide a home for a diverse community of artists and audience.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a big job.
It's a big job.
But it's fun. Theater, man. Hello.
Yeah. Very fun. Very uniting. We have an enormous fan base that really appreciates our work.
And you say, how long do you say you've been in Portland?
Me, myself, personally, I've been here about 20 years.
And the company?
The company's been here for 40 years.
40 years?
Yeah.
Wow. Things have changed over 40 years.
A lot. Yeah, this company started performing in a classroom at the YWCA downtown. And now it is almost done renovating our theater building to be a state-of-the-art performing arts center.
Oh, cool. Okay. Do you know the history of Artists Repertory Theater? Why it got started?
It was started by artists. Artists have always been at the center of the work that we do. There were some actors in town that just enjoyed getting together, reading plays together, and making work. And they thought, hey, why don't we just make our own company? So it was a small group of three or four actors that came together way back when, in the early 80s. And started producing plays together just for fun. They enjoyed how they worked together and had a lot of fun being able to put their own artistic vision into a play and not having to go out and hustle and get roles and win parts other places. So they slowly started to create a community where artists were at the center making choices about which plays and who gets cast and what is it going to feel like.
And how many plays do you produce a year?
Well, it wavers. And of course, everything has changed since the pandemic. So pre-pandemic, we've done up to 7 shows in a season. That's a really big, heavy season. Seasons are much lighter. The one we're producing next year is going to have just 3 plays.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you kind of alluded to the fact that you are in a new or renovating the space that you have been in for a while.
Yeah. That's our big news and what we're celebrating right now. So Artists Repertory Theater is located on Southwest Morrison Street in the Goose Hollow neighborhood. We're adjacent from downtown, probably most notable if you're on your way to the soccer stadium for a Thorns or Timbers game. We're just 2 blocks down from there, right there in Morrison. So very centrally located. We've been there for a long time, but the facility we inhabit, it started as an Elks Lodge many, many decades ago. Okay. And had a few different evolutions as a community gathering space. It was never designed as a theater. And so not only did the building start to degrade and we had leaky roof and you could hear the rain, you could hear people talking right outside the building. It had lots of physical challenges to it, but it also had never been designed for a theater. So we had the great opportunity to sell half of our full city block and reinvest those dollars in a renovation project to bring it up to a state-of-the-art facility.
How exciting is that?
Very exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting and super hard. The project launched shortly before the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
And so as all things life, it came to a screeching halt and had to be reconfigured. So not only have we been fighting for our life as an arts organization to live through that period when we had to be closed to audiences, but then we were also struggling to raise money for the full completion of our project.
Kind of bad timing.
Terrible timing.
Well, and some of the information that was sent to me says, this question here says, how does it feel to be back home after 5 years away? So you've been in under renovation for 5 years.
For 5 years, yeah. So we left the building in 2018 so that it could start to be structurally improved and had this great plan that we would tour around the city and produce work in different venues and get to know different segments of our audience. And then the pandemic came down during all of that. So most recently, we ended up producing at Portland Center Stage in the Ellen By studio there, which was a really beautiful relationship. But we're so excited to be back in our home space.
So you have produced some plays
over the last 5 years, just not in your home space.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what excites you the most about being back in your space?
Just being back in our space, being back home. And I should say the renovation is halfway complete. So we have 1/3 of our building finished off, and we're doing like a rough and ready, I call it an interim performance venue. So what will be the spacious lobby area and a grand community gathering space, we have converted that to a temporary performance venue, and where the permanent theaters will be are all still really raw because we're still fundraising to finish that. So this is like a halfway back home stunt, just a little something to get us in the door. It's really quite lovely and warm and welcoming. So what I'm most excited about in being home is just that. 5 years is a really long time to be away from your physical base. You know, we lose people. People start to wonder, are you ever going to finish that building? What are you doing? So just to finally be back and to gather our audience together again, because people need a reason to come together and look each other in the eye and just, like, you know, be in space with each other. So that's what I'm most excited about.
That is so great.
Yeah.
Ayanna Cunningham is who we're talking with today. She's the managing director at Artists Repertory Theater. Mm-hmm. So just recently, you guys have been doing something in your kind of lobby space, right?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. So with our homecoming, we wanted to warm up the space with a look back at what has made Artists Repertory Theater significant over these 40 years that we've been in existence. We thought it'd be fun to do staged readings of some of our most popular plays. So we chose three plays from our history that had a full production on stage. We cast some of the original actors and brought in some new folks, and just read the plays together. And it was about homecoming and just in the spirit of, like, let's celebrate, let's get our people back in the space and just remember why we do this work and why it's so important and why we have so much to be thankful for as we return home. So that was a series of staged readings.
That's really kind of fun. Were they cold staged readings or...
No, they're rehearsed. So, you know, and this is where, I mean, actors blow my mind how talented and resourceful they are. For a staged reading, they rehearse one day for 6 hours, the day before they perform, and they come back the next day and rehearse 2 or 3 hours, and then they go on stage, scripts in hand, and they are those characters that are able to bring it to life. It's like hearing an audiobook live, you know, and it's just a lot of talent and power. And you get to see, as an audience member, you get to just listen to the play, but you get a lot of the feelings, you get the impact of it.
Mm-hmm. Actors are amazing.
They are.
Where do most of your actors come from? Are they local?
Yeah, most all regional, local actors.
And have been doing this profession for a while?
Yes. Uh-huh. You know, we work with all types. I embrace that actors, artists, they're at many different points in their career. So when and where we can, give someone their first break. You know, we work with a lot of emerging artists, too. And then we have a lot of veteran artists that are quite professional and work a lot. But I think that blend is really nice because you have the older, more experienced teaching the younger, and the younger get to learn from the older. And so it can be a nice diversity of people to have on a team together.
What's that audition process like?
Well, luckily I don't conduct the auditions. The audition process, it's really exciting for us as a theater company when we're casting shows, because every actor that comes in, I think sometimes people think they get really scared and they get really nervous, or it's like a big, big deal. I really want to get cast in this play. And what I like to say to actors at any point in their career is that we want you there. We want you there, and we're so glad that you're there in the room. And when you come in and give us an audition, you're sharing a little piece of yourself. It's just a bright light. It's just all joy, and you're helping us bring a story to life. Like, when you're giving your audition, we start to see the characters. We see the family come together on stage. You might not get cast, but you might do something really funny or endearing that we're like, oh, we got to do what that one actor did with the audition, you know? So that's what it's like to audition.
Yeah. How do people find out when they can audition?
Well, it's posted on our website, and we actually just finished auditions for next year. So it's all cast. I'm sorry if I got anyone excited. But most all theaters in our region tend to have their shows mostly all cast by about this time. And casting happens in the spring. So if people are looking for roles or curious about it, you got to start looking at theater companies' websites probably in February or March each year, about the time that they announce their seasons, what they'll be bringing to the stage the following fall, because casting happens usually right on top of that.
Are these large casts or relatively small? Or tell me about the cast.
Yeah, well, so next season we have three plays on our season. Our season focus next year is Portland Made and Homegrown. So each of the three plays we're producing are original works.
Oh, nice.
They're world premieres, and they were written by playwrights that live here in our area. So very homegrown model. Now I forgot your question.
How large of casts?
How large?
I forgot my own question. Good heavens!
I got excited talking about the plays. Right. So each play in our next season written by a regional playwright. So the cast vary. The first play of the season has a huge cast of 10 people, and it's called The Event, and it takes place in an unnamed rural Oregon town, and strange things have been happening, and there is a missing young person, and that missing young person maybe ran away and found a new life, but maybe could have been abducted by aliens, because there's been many alien sightings in this town. It's a quirky adventure, small town stories. It has a whole rotating cast of characters. I think each actor gets to play like three or four different personalities. So it's really fun. That one has a huge cast. It also has an immersive element. So as the audience, you get to become a town member, not in a scary we're gonna pick on you and drag you on stage.
Good.
But in your chair, the way that you'll be integrated with the set and the story that's happening around you, you'll really feel like part of the action in the environment of the play. So that one's pretty fun. So that one has 10 characters, and the second play we're doing has five, I believe, and the last one I think six. So we get a handful of people for each show.
And when does the season kick off?
It kicks off in October. That's when the first play will be on stage.
And where will the since you're still in renovation, where will we see these?
Yeah. So that big lobby space of our theater that we've converted into a performance venue, that is where the performances will be. We have brand new theater seating. It's very comfortable, flexible. You won't complain. It's really lovely. It's seating and risers, and we have professional lighting and sound. All of the basic things that you would expect for a very comfortable, entertaining theater experience. So the plays will be in there. The lobby, I like to talk about it like a grand living room. You know when people have an open living room that opens to their kitchen, mm-hmm. and you're all mixed together? That's what the experience is like. You could be sitting in your theater seat, but if you look over the lobby gathering area with some sofas and chairs to sit on, you can see those people too. We have a bar and some concessions, and it's all just kind of one happy living room that we'll share together.
Oh, that sounds really fun and nice.
Yeah.
Where can people get tickets? And are they on this next season on sale yet?
Yeah, it's on sale. So our ticket packages are on sale now. So you can buy a package of three tickets. That's what we sell first. That's on our website, artistrep.org. And then those looking to just pick up a pair of tickets or single ticket, they'll be available in August.
The package deals, is that buying a ticket to each of the performances?
Thanks for asking that question. So a package is you get one ticket to each show in the season. So that's a commitment to come see all three of the plays, and then it gives you a discount on those when you buy them all at once. And it has an extra bonus of free parking. One of our great assets is we have a protected parking garage that's underground and secure. So all of our ticket buyers, all of our season ticket buyers get free parking.
So you're calling this next season Homegrown and Portland Made.
Yeah.
Is that normal? Are most of the things you do Portland-centric, or are they from the performances and the plays are from all over?
Yeah. Well, unique is that the playwrights who wrote the plays in our season either live here now or lived here very recently. So they're regionally created plays. That's entirely unique. Usually when we get the chance to select a season of plays, we can pick anything from any playwright in the world. It's usually someone from our country. And it's usually different playwrights and different plays from different places. So it is highly unique to have one that's just Portland centric.
Yeah, that'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Portland loves itself. And I don't mean that in a no, terrible way. Portland, we like to encourage and help out Portland people. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we like to help out Portland people. And I think for us, it's on brand for what we know of Portland, right? Portland's known as an epicenter of creativity and craft. And the arts and culture sector, it's true for us as well. So we have a lot of innovators and a lot of makers. And so it really gives us a great sense of pride to put on our center stage, quite literally, work that was made right here.
Yeah. That's super exciting.
Yeah.
We're talking today with Ayanna Cunningham, Managing Director at Artist Repertory Theater. So the new space that you're renovating, it's not quite done yet.
Right.
When do you expect it to be done?
It all depends on the money. I do laugh. I have to laugh to stay optimistic and joyful. I mean, I think for anyone that's been following the challenges that performing arts organizations have and arts and culture organizations at large, right here in our region, but across our whole country, it's been really hard to recover from the pandemic. We're still seeing losses at the box office. We're still seeing some hesitation from donors, and we're seeing just everyone has shifted how they've lived their lives and our habits and patterns where we choose to spend our entertainment dollars. That's still really different for everyone, and it's been hard to financially come back from that. So to have a construction project on top of just trying to make the ends meet as a company, it's really challenging. But we have $7 million more to raise, which even when I say it out loud, it's like, oh my God, that's a shock. That's so much money. But you know, construction projects have a huge price tag. So for us, it really is the final amount on this. We've already spent over $20 million on this project over the past 5 years. So we're very close to the end.
Yeah.
So the construction, I hope, will be complete within 2 years' time. And that's depending on funding, which will come from grants, hopefully, and some individual independent donors as well.
Is that where the first $20 million came from, too?
The first $20 million we actually raised. Our property in the Goose Hollow neighborhood spanned an entire city block. So we sold half of our block to investors who built a beautiful high-rise mixed apartment residence there, and we were able to reinvest the proceeds from that sale into our construction.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So if somebody listening has the ability to help out, how can they do that?
Well, the best way that most common people like myself can help out is to buy a ticket package, take a risk, get someone a gift, come on out and see what we're all about next year, or buy tickets. We also, of course, accept donations on our website anytime. And then if you are someone of means, or if you have connections in the community, if you know someone that might be interested in having a conversation about how to help the arts rise, you know, my name and number is on the website. Put me in touch.
Ayanna Cunningham, by the way. That's her name.
Thank you.
So why are the arts, and especially live theater, why is that so important to a community?
Well, arts are integral to the fabric of a healthy community. Artists are curious about the complexities of being human, and they provide opportunities for people to reflect on why we are how we are, to develop empathy for each other and to learn something new, and to just be entertained and distracted from our lives, right? So an investment in the arts, such as buying a ticket or making donations, is really an investment in the community that you want to live in.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
And why do you suppose it's having a bit of a challenge coming back after the pandemic?
There's a lot of convergent reasons for that. I mean, a big one is habit change in households. I mean, a lot of people still struggle with money to make ends meet and with inflation and all that. I know when I make purchasing decisions for my household, I can't afford everything I want to go out and see. I'm not as flippant with my cash as I might have been in years past. So I think buyers are making more conservative decisions when they go out. And so some that might have gone to see two or three plays a year might only go and see one play. And so they're making different choices with their money. That's one thing. Being based downtown in Central Portland, we're also up against the perception that it's not as safe or inviting still to come downtown. I work down there every day. I would testify that it can be a little off-putting sometimes, but really there's a lot on offer in downtown Portland. It's safe, it's welcoming, there's activities, you'll run into other people on the streets. But that perception has changed some people's plans for what part of town or the area they like to go hang out in. And then lastly, I think that, you know, the arts rely a lot on donations from individuals, wealthy individuals, and also on grant funding from foundations. And though a lot of our regional foundations have really kept up with the funding, we have a lot of priorities in Oregon. So a lot of that money is shifting a little bit, and as it should. So money's going to direct services to support families in need and young children and to try to help solve our homeless crisis and things like that. So we're just, you know, it's hard right now. It's hard in a lot of ways, and it hits the arts heavy.
Yeah. Tell me about how important diversity and inclusion is for Artist Repertory Theater.
Yeah. We call it IDEA at our theater. And IDEA is our practice of centering inclusion, diversity, equity, and access in most all of the work that we're able to do. I mean, just to be blunt about it, we want the stories on our stage to represent the broadest swath of diverse population as we can. So that means from the playwrights to the actors to the members of our creative team that are making the sets and the costumes, that the more diverse that team is, the bigger the chance that we'll be able to welcome people of all types into our space. So you'll see a lot of diversity represented on our stages. Accessibility is also a primary focus for us. Our newly renovated space has a lot of upgraded access needs, which was a huge driver for us to even renovate. So we have an elevator that goes all the way up to the production booth where the stage manager goes. We have a single story building that's fully accessible. So if someone is in a wheelchair, has other like physical access needs, that we're able to respond to that. And then this season, we're looking to go even deeper. Like, what else can we do to make our space universally accessible for whomever comes in? So it's pretty important. And it's something that we always apply a healthy lens to try to just learn and be like, what can we do better? What can we do different? What can we do to make sure our work represents everyone that lives in our region?
What you just said kind of already answers this question, but what makes Artist Repertory Theater so different from any other theater companies in town?
I would say our special sauce is that we are artist-centric in a holistic sense. And that sounds so insidery when I say it out loud, but though we are professional in scale, our venue is a little smaller. So we have the opportunity to intimately connect with people in our audience. You're not coming to a huge auditorium where you're 15 seats way in the back and can hardly see the actors, right? You're right there. Our seating is never more than six rows deep. You can feel part of the process and part of the story, and we can see you. Our actors can see you. Our box office gets to know you if you're one of the people that come back again and again. So I think is what is unique is you get the high quality, rich cultural aesthetic on the stage with that like intimate small theater feel. And that's hyper unique and something that only Artist Rep does.
Very cool. We have just a little bit of time left. So how about giving out some information about where people can get more information about Artist Repertory Theater and buy tickets for the upcoming season?
Yeah, thanks so much. Everything is on our website right now. We're at artistrep.org, and we also have a pretty vibrant Instagram channel if you want to check us out there. Our next season, which comes to stage in October, is on our website. season packages, that's a ticket to each show, are currently on sale. And single tickets go on sale in August. You can read the description of the plays, learn about who wrote them, and just a little bit more about the spirit of like the homegrown Portland-made season and why we're so excited about it.
Yeah, it sounds like some really exciting times for Artist Repertory Theater, getting back into your space.
Yes.
That's the most important thing,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
You're excited about it. That's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes.
We've been talking today with Ayanna Cunningham, who is the managing director at Artist Repertory Theater. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.